This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know the obvious. If the right tackle, if we get Blake Fisher from training camp, then we are in trouble, right?
Yeah.
But if they go Trent Brown and Trent Brown can play, and you've got Blake Fisher now in your Fisher personnels where you're adding the extra tight end, I mean the extra offensive lineman as a tight end, now your game, you got a whole other package of your game plan. So you can argue, and again, I think fairly easily that the right tackle actually impacts planning for this game in a much bigger way than the quarterback.
Yeah. I feel like the combination of it, though, kind of just is what really affects the bottom line. Like, when I think about, like you led the show with this when you talked about C.J. Stroud, Titus Howard, and then the Fairbairn news. So, like, this combination of quarterback, right tackle, and kicker, like, as a combination is what worries me more.
Yeah, I
understand what you're saying about from a game plan standpoint, because they were doing a lot of the same things or similar things with Davis Mills out there as they were with C.J. Stroud. And to be fair to Davis Mills, there were times, especially in the beginning when he first got in there, where it was working. It was, at least on the earlier downs, it was working. It was working just fine.
So Denver,
And then you saw when Denver made its adjustments, or when just like the offensive line just flat out got beat at times, where they weren't able to make up for it. There was nothing really special to Davis Mills' game to make up for whatever mismatches were elsewhere, where C.J. Stroud does have that, at least have that capability. So you don't have that with C.J. Stroud. Your jumbo package is at least flustered by whether it's just the fact that Blake Fisher's got to start at right tackle, or if it's Trent Brown who starts at right tackle who ain't, you know what, a drop yet, right? He ain't played at all. So, like, we're doing a thing here where we're assuming that Trent Brown's ready to play.
Yep.
Or whoever they put out there is ready to play who ain't been playing, right? So all of that is an issue no matter how you slice it. And to me, man, I was going back and looking at the game and thinking about, like, this whole third down and red zone issue. And to me, it's just like, it's so consistent now. We're so far into the season. It's reflective of what the team actually is. And what the team is right now, especially now that Davis Mills is at quarterback, they're a team that really offensively, the only thing that they got going for them is the element of surprise. The early, go back and look at that game, man. Everything that they were doing that was good for the most part was on those earlier downs, first and second down, when you got the playbook for the most part, you know, at your disposal, the majority of it at your disposal, and you got the element of the cat and mouse game of what exactly are they looking to do here.
Yep.
And that's when they're able to strike. But when it's third down, or when you're at the goal line and it's very clear and obvious what the strategy is, it's third and short, or it's third and goal, and you're likely going to run the ball, or you've lined up in the I formation in 2025, or it's third and long and it's an obvious passing down, and now it's just time to win your matchup or to solve the riddle if they try to give you one, right? Like, it comes down to that, right? Like meat and potatoes. And they don't have it. Lopez said this to before y'all even got a crack on, crack at it on Reaction Monday when he came. He was like, man, they're just not good enough. And it struck me. I was like, you know what? Oh, damn. Yeah. That like that's like that, that was like a hit in the chest. I was like, you know what? That's exactly what we watched.
They weren't stopping Zach Allen.
They weren't, and especially when it was really time, when it was the meat of the matter, when it was third down, when it was the when it was in the red zone, when it was these critical moments. Early downs, yeah, Davis Mills is out there cooking. Early on in that drive, they were making some things happen. And on the first drive of the game, early downs, they're good. When it's time to really crack down, that's when they get beat. And that's the tough pill to swallow about the team right now.
B. Scott with this Texans report. I know Clint was surprised yesterday. Were you surprised that they didn't make any moves when it came to the trade deadline?
I was more so surprised that nobody was jettisoned out of here. Like, I thought that maybe, like, I get
anybody you were thinking.
So I get Clint's frustration of, hey, look, you're a piece or two away. I don't know if they actually are a piece or two away, but I don't know why they wouldn't think that just based off of, you know, what they've invested in the team so far. Like, I know they thought they were, you know, and it's a muddied sort of landscape, AFC landscape. They're still kind of in the thick of it. So I would have expected or thought that they would have at least wanted to be a little bit more aggressive or see why people wanted them to. I thought personally it made more sense to shop a Damian Pierce or Christian Harris or like guys who have shown good tape at some point in their career but have fallen out of favor for whatever reason or have minimized roles now in recent years for whatever reason and could maybe help a team. I thought, and who knows what you get for a guy like that, but I was more so surprised that I didn't see guys go as opposed to seeing guys come in.
Look, I think that's fair in terms of seeing guys go as well. I think there were some pieces that you could see move, but the, you know, if you're not getting something in return that can, because I still think these guys, and I think rightfully so, I know they got three wins, and I know it's this season is all but gone. But I think these guys are still viewing this as a playoff caliber team, as a team that they feel like they can at least compete at a playoff level. And so if you're not going to get something in return that's going to help you, why deplete, even if it's your special teams, why deplete those? Why deplete your depth at this point in time? So,
yeah, I will say, though, I'll give at least the benefit of the doubt that we heard today from D'Amico saying, like, just because we didn't get anything done doesn't mean that we didn't try. It's hard to really know how much they tried, how close they got. You know, it could be a situation where all the trades that were in front of them were not good trades. Would you rather they just make trades for the sake of making trades and they don't be good and then you criticize them for that? Or would you prefer they kind of stick to their guns and, like, if there's nothing there, they don't force it? You know? So who knows really what the truth is?
Well, there? I'll tell you, I'll answer the question personally just as a fan. I would rather my team, when they're built like this, and again, this isn't about just this year, it's about next year as well. Hopefully it would be. But the point is You've got a championship caliber defense. You got what we think is an absolute baller in Nico Collins, and you've got an absolute baller in CJ Stroud. And I would like for my team to make moves, even if they're aggressive moves and you overpay for proven, given, no-brainer type moves, right? Like I know back in the day, Bill O'Brien and them, they caught a lot of heat for the Laremy Tunsil deal. I had no problem with the Laremy Tunsil deal. Now, you may have a problem with them waiting so late, so you had to give up extra picks. But you're in a position where you've got a quarterback that you've got to protect. You got a quarterback that you got to give a best chance to at least play.
And a quarterback you believed in.
Yeah, a guy you believed in. And you were at a point where you had swung and missed on two different routes or avenues for these tackles, and it wasn't going to work. And so now you're in a position. Do I overpay? You have no choice. But I'm going to overpay for a guy that I know is going to come in here and help me immediately, and I'm not going to be looking for another tackle next week.
Yeah, but see, the uncomfortable part about the Texans right now and the position that they're in is like the positions that they would need to trade for.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are the kind that don't get traded if you got a good one. Like, you don't, like, you're seeing the really expensive or the teams. Well, the closest thing that I could have seen that could have helped them would have been a Quinnen Williams. But, like, and maybe a receiver. Obviously, I know you had some guys in mind. But, like, for the most part, like, they're invested in the positions that usually go off the board, like a cornerback or an edge rusher or something like that. Like, they are invested in premium. The spots where they need the most help, the interior offensive line.
Offensive coordinator.
Like, those are not, and just to be real about it, those are things that are not readily available to you at the trade deadline by and large. And that's not to say that they shouldn't be aggressive. That's not to say that I don't feel like they need to get better and they need to be thinking like that. But they're just in a weird spot where, like the Colts, a good team that feels like they're a corner away. Okay, go get a corner. The Cowboys have a good offense. Their defense is Swiss cheese. A Quinnen Williams might help them. Go get a Quinnen Williams. That kind of stuff makes sense. You look at the Texans and you're like, man, they could really use they could just redo things at guard and center. And you know, like, it's like offensive coordinator spots that aren't necessarily trade deadline fixes, if you will.
Quick, 15 seconds. The Texans win on Sunday versus Jacksonville, it makes you think what about this team?
That they're back in it. They're back in. I think the
back in it. Okay.
If they win now, the if they win part.
That's how you know. That's how you know when Ron disagrees with you. Oh, like
no,
he, like,
no,
like,
no,
like
I,
he didn't.
No,
hear.
I mean,
like he
no,
didn't.
I,
hear.
I just,
oh,
I
back
wanted,
in. Oh, okay, okay.
I didn't know what he would say. I didn't know what he would say.
Though there is a path. The thing is, it doesn't get hairy until a couple of weeks from now when they start playing the real teams. Like, the next couple of weeks are gettable games, and that can get you back in it. Now, like 2 weeks from now, we'll be having a different conversation. Like, what is the likelihood based off of the way that
I just know a lot of people
they can make any noise?
Are they alive at 5-5? In this, you got to win 10. You got to win 10 to get in. The way the AFC's looking, or maybe even 11. Are if 5-5, are they alive?
They are alive.
They are alive with games against Buffalo, Kansas City, and two against.
5-5 with 7 to go, and you got to at least.
A lot of people are saying, "Who cares if they win? It's over." And I B. Scott could have been in that camp, but he said, they're still in it.
Look,
yeah, okay.
It's an uphill battle.
We need him still be in it.
I'm not delusional. I'm not saying, hey, look, they can go to the Super Bowl.
No, I hear
but
you.
Could they find their way into the playoffs if they find their way to 5-5? Sure.
Maybe we'll pose that question later.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.